Okay, hey everybody, this is Manifesto 7 here, doing another RWA today. Got a guest with me today. You may have heard of him. Just this American Brood War player. I think his name's Hovs. I'm not sure. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
What's up? It's Hovs, not Hovs, not Haves, just Hovs. If you haven't heard of me, then I need to just kill yourself right now, because you've been dead for the last 3 years.
Well, there you go. You get it from the source. We're doing Lost Temple today. And Hovs is playing Echo of Thunder. Never heard of him. Who's Echo of Thunder? Is he any good?
Yeah, he was in WCG USA. He's probably one of the best pilotages in USA. He's pretty good PVT.
Right on. Just a few basic questions to get us started. Where do you live and how old are you?
20 years old, Massachusetts, USA.
Right on. Why do you play Terran?
Because I'm a top 5 out of Korea with it.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I think that's about right. So when you're playing for an important game, do you have any rituals? Do you do anything special when you're in the groove and playing?
Not really, because I'm so good. I just go out there and win.
Fair enough, fair enough. So, starting out 6 and 9 positions, pretty difficult start for Terran versus Protoss. Hovs is walling in while, what's his name, Echo of Thunder? Yeah, Echo of Thunder puts down his assimilator and his first gateway. So, your love of Canada has been well documented. Any particular reason for that?
Yeah, I have a great affection for idiots, and Canada's full of them.
How about Spain, too? Is that just a bad childhood trip, or what goes on there?
Spain's like a mix of Canada and Russia. They're just idiots who also happen to lag really bad. And they have horrible English. And they all suck at Brood War.
Anything else?
Yeah, Suka has the worst macro of any player in the world. By the way, 5-1. Thanks.
Well, you got it from the source there, ladies and gentlemen. All right, well, while this, we're waiting for the rape to commence, as you can see, Echo of Thunder putting down his cybernetics core. Hovs looks like he's going to start up his factory real quick. All right, tell me, who wins in a fight, Recro or Nazgul?
Recro, because Nazgul is skinny as hell, and Recro would just tomahawk smash him to the ground.
Fair enough. Alright, next question. If you're stuck on a desert island, what two things do you bring with you?
A hot chick and a whole bunch of food.
Right on. So back to Brood War. Do you think you play a particular style, or what makes you successful?
The fact that I'm top 5 outside of Korea, and I fucking own it this game.
Yeah, I've heard that somewhere before, but why do you own at this game? What makes you better than other people?
Because I'm smarter than everyone.
Fair enough. All right, tell me, which do you like better? This is going to come rapid fire. Do you like to play against Zerg or Protoss better?
Protoss.
Do you like Team Liquid or WG Tour forums better?
I like anything better than WG Tour.
Fair enough. Blonde, brunette, redhead, or black hair?
Brunette.
Chicken or beef?
Beef. No, chicken.
Make up your mind, damn it. Matrix or Lord of the Rings?
If it's part one, then Matrix. If it's a sequel, it's Lord of the Rings.
Wise words. Alright, so let's check out the action here as things start to heat up. We've got Echo of Thunder putting down, halfway down his robotics facility. He's got a couple goons walking around, but not much is happening there. Back on Hove's side of things, it's one factory expansion, powerful build for 9 o'clock positions anyways. Any predictions for this year's WCG? Are you going to be there yourself?
I'll be going to Korea with Recro.
Pretty confident. Who's your main competition?
Recro and Froz.
So, you're going to cut Froz out of the loop, or what? How's that going to work?
I don't think Froz is going to be playing much this year. I think he's totally sick of EW.
Understandable. He's been around for a while, so. All right. How about your comeback that's been posted a little bit? How's that going along?
I don't know. When I made that post, I was in the mood to rape some people. And now, a couple days later, I haven't played since that day. And I don't know. I just don't want to go through the process of sitting on the Battle.net waiting for good people to come in the channel. It takes so long, and it gets boring.
Right.
Not to mention that 99% of the players right now absolutely suck, and are a complete waste of time. Players like Twisted, Suker, everyone from Spain, 98% of Canada, Veg, they all think they're good, but they just fucking suck, and have no idea what they're doing.
Well, speaking of Veg, that kind of leads me to my next section here. Just, we'll take a pause and check out what's happening in the action. Your command center's floating up towards your expansion. It will be found by that probe there. But that's not a big concern. Echo of Thunder seems pretty occupied with containing himself in his base. Not a whole lot going on with him. He's being a little bit cheeky and building a pile on there to prevent your command center, but it's not going to last all that long. Let's get a one-word reaction from you. I'm going to shout out the name of a gamer. Give me one or two words that describe him. We'll start with someone easy, Recrel.
Top pro outside Korea.
All right, what about Neoken?
Say that again, I didn't hear you.
Sorry, what about Neoken?
Oh, Neoken. He's a good Terran. Kind of weak PvP, though.
All right, what about Asem? What do you think of what he's doing in Korea?
I think he's doing good, but I don't think he's going to be a top player. I just don't think he has it in him, the natural ability.
Yeah, there is some debate whether, you know, how much of this can be taught and how much of this is a mental game can be taught up to a point, but I think in the end you have to have some natural way of thinking with Brood War to be somewhat successful. Another pause in the action. We've got Echo of Thunder realizing that Hoves is going to fast expand on him. Double Nexuses relatively quickly here. He's got a few goons to back him up, but could be in a little perilous position as Hoves puts down his third and fourth factory. Keep going on the reactions. How about, speaking of Canadians, what about Veg? What do you think of him?
He's a little wannabe Korean dick-sucking newbie with no idea how to play the game except build orders and replays.
Okay, well, I was hoping to get, some kind of casual reactions, but if you're going to get all political on me, I don't know about this. How about Beast?
Beast is a laggy newbie with no idea how to play.
Again, such politically correct answers, you're making my job very difficult for me. We can go through a couple others. What do you think of some of the more Korean gamers, like, say, Boxer? What do you think of him?
I think Boxer, he used to be the best, but now he's second best to Nada.
All right, what about Paul?
Paul, the Canadian Zerg? I don't think he's that good. He's really overrated. He's pretty much a little above average. He's about as good as Twisted.
Well, I don't know how much that is saying anyway. So we've got Hoves here pretty much just massing right now. He's getting dual Vulture upgrades and massing troops out of his four factories going on five. In the meantime, Echo of Thunder is producing a mixed force of Zealots and Dragoons. So what about this poker fad that's going on? Are you taking part in any of that?
Now, poker sucks. It's a waste of time. I'm not into putting my money on the line for luck. I'm all set with that shit.
Yeah, I'm always a little concerned myself that I'm going to put some money on the table that I can't afford, so I try to stay away from it. So, if you go to Korea, who's the first guy you're going to punch?
Duty, if he's there.
And the second?
Probably next, though, if he's there. Just because he talks so much trash and then he backs out when I go to WCG last year.
Fair enough. What do you think of the renaissance of Team USA that's taking place, or trying to take place anyways at the moment?
I think it's the best it could be considering who's still playing, but most of our best players did quit, so it's not going to be truly the best it can be unless they come back.
Right, how about yourself? You're going to take...
It's still better than most other countries.
Well, how about yourself? Are you going to take part in any of it?
I'll play if he needs me, but I'm not really at my level, top level right now. So if he needs me, I'll play for him.
Fair enough. Another break for the action. We've got Hoves pushing down the west side of the map and pretty much making blue goo out of all the dragoons that just fed themselves into the tanks there. Things are looking pretty good at this point. Do you notice in games there's a certain turning point where you automatically know you've won the game as long as you play it out properly?
Yep, and that turning point happened about 20, 30 seconds ago.
Fair enough. So the last half of this replay that we're going to watch is pretty much a moot point from the way you're playing.
Kinda, yeah. When he lost that push, he's going to lose his X focus of that, so it's pretty much over.
All right. You've picked Rekro over Nazgul. How about Elky versus Guillaume? Who's going to win? In a fight.
Probably, I'd say Gur, just because he can just do a bite, scratch, and eye gouge.
So basically you're saying that Gur fights like a little girl?
Well, from looking at him, come on, he looks like he wears lipstick, for God's sake, so I would say, yeah.
Fair enough. And then in the Tournament of Champions, you got the eye-gouging Guillaume versus Rekroll. What happens there?
Tomahawk Smash owns the eye-gouge.
Short and to the point, that's for sure. Back to the action. Holds with a total of 6 factories now. Still has his significant amount of minerals at his main base. In addition, his expansion is working fine. Echo of Thunder did lose his mineral-only expansion and isn't mining gas for some reason out of his natural expansion. I don't know if he's does have a significant amount of gas, but he needs to build a few more pylons if he wants to make any more units. He's getting hemmed in here by the Terran pretty well. It's a good opportunity for Terran to pretty much take the map whenever he likes. You see that Hoves is taking his mineral only, as well as an SCV up at 12 o'clock, which I'm assuming can only lead to another command center. So this is your chance, Hoves. You got the whole world listening, or at least, you know, a whole bunch of people from Team Liquid, because I'm just going to spam the shit out of this RWA. So, throw down a challenge. Who do you want to play next?
I still want to play Sucre and Zeal.ito because they both suck, and Zeal has no idea how to play PvT. I mean, he can barely be Sucre's Terran, and Sucre's Terran is garbage. I want to play Beast again, because I'm like 5-1 versus him. He won one game where I didn't try at all, because he was so stupid, now he talks trash. I want to play, I don't know. That's pretty much really it for right now. I don't have many challenges on my mind. I just want everyone to know that. You guys all suck at the war, and most of you will never, ever, 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 ever be good. So just quit now while you're ahead. Don't waste your fucking time.
Well, I'm not quite sure how to top that, but Sucre, pretty much everybody from Spain, you've heard the man. Let's see some action here anyways. We're about 3/4 of the way through the game, 13 minutes in. Echo of Thunder is trying to retake his natural expansion here. Really, I've been kind of unimpressed with his gameplay so far. He does have observers in Hoves' base, however, he hasn't really used that information to his advantage. I haven't seen any High Templar drops. In fact, he's just warping in his Templar archives now, which is far too late in my opinion. However, I think for him to have any success, he needs to cut down on the Terran economy. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. What do you think, Hoves?
At this point, it doesn't matter what he does. It's pretty much over. I mean, he did Stormdrop and kill some SCVs, but I have 3 CCs that can make him back so fast. I have my 7th and 8th factory almost up, so nothing he can do.
Right on. So what are your general opinions of TeamLiquid.net? You seem to be a rather popular character there these days.
I think the mods are pretty good. They don't ban for no reason, and they don't not ban when there is reason. They allow a good level of freedom with the post. They're not like WGT where if you say the word nerd, they freaking want to cry and ban you. But the main problem is the community is just full of morons like a Ty Wook, self-proclaimed king of all nerds, who think they can go on BNet and moderate people's conversations. Just pathetic. I'd say about 95% of the Team Liquid forum members suck at life. Just a waste of breath.
So if, I mean, you played StarCraft for a significant amount of time now. How many years?
I st- started sometime, it was, I think it was March 2001.
Okay, so not as long as I thought you had. What do you do outside of Broodware?
I work a part-time job, hang out with my friends, go to the mall and shit, just whatever. I play Far Cry and Unreal Tournament 2004, currently. Oh yeah, I just remembered that. I started Broodware like a month before patch 1.08 came out. So, whenever that was, is when I started.
Fair enough, fair enough. Are you competitive in Unreal Tournament as you are in StarCraft, or is that just more for fun?
Well, anything I play in competitive, I want to win. But I'm not as good as UT as I am in StarCraft. Not yet, anyway. But I'm getting there fast.
Back to the action. Echo of Thunder just sent many, many more of his troops back to Ayur. Unfortunately, they went back in body bags as the Terran tanks just pounded those dragoons back into blue goo. I've often wondered what that is inside, and then I realize it just doesn't matter. Ho's still working off his main base, which is just about mined out, but as well he has the two expansions. Echo of Thunder making a late game effort of it, expanding to the 3 o'clock natural. This is something that he should have done quite a while ago. Predictable expansions are an easy way to die in StarCraft, obviously, so either an island expansion or expanded to 3 o'clock may have been better, although it's difficult to defend at this time in the game. With not much time left, I'd just like to say thanks for coming out. You've been good to talk to. Any last words you'd like to send out to anybody?
Yeah, to all the members of WGT, you guys have a combined IQ of 5. Congratulations and good luck in life. You're going to need it, fuckers.
You heard it from the source. Anyways, this is Manifesto 7 saying thanks very much to Hobbs, and I'm out. Thank you.